great.
All right, guys, I'm here with Chris Atkinson, and he's actually in the middle of a negotiation for an offer. He started this process, the Career Upgrade Accelerator process, on March 25th, and it's now May 12th, and he's looking at his first offer. He's actually interviewing with another company at the same time that also could potentially be an even higher offer. So there's a lot of moving parts here. He just got the offer today. And Chris, first off, congratulations. This is awesome. Exciting news. I know you weren't accepting. And I know you've got a lot of background noise, so don't worry about it. I can still hear you.
Sorry.
But he's okay. In Philadelphia right now, so traveling. So Chris, you were making previously, let me just get that number up in front of me. It was six at your last job.
About 75,000.
75, okay. And they've just offered you below that, 69, right?
Yeah.
And so we need to make sure, and then you've got another offer on the table, or potential offer on the table that could be above that.
Definitely,
It's looking like they're willing to pay you 85 because they moved you forward in, you know, that process. So long story short, where are you at in terms of which opportunity, like, do you want to close the CPS deal? Because I know you were excited about that opportunity, but obviously now comp is coming into play with the situation.
Yeah, so ideally, you know, if comp wasn't an issue, I would definitely take CPS probably in a heartbeat. It's a little bit kind of such a fast-paced situation because I actually haven't even spoken with the hiring manager at Blue Shield. I'm just trying to think. I mean, 69 is below what I was making at my last job. So I definitely want to get above that. So the question is just basically, how can I get CPS above, and how much higher can I get them above that? That 69,000 basically is what I'm trying to figure out.
Right, exactly. And so does CPS know that you're talking to another company that is right now?
No, they don't.
Okay, awesome. So this is great leverage. You've got not only another interview, but your previous conference, you already know you're worth more than that in the market. So I think, but obviously you can't, we do want to make it about the market, but we also want to make it about what value you're going to deliver to them. And I would really, and so let me ask you this, from your interview with the leader that you're going to report to first, what outcomes do you think are important to him?
Sorry, to the CPS hiring manager?
Yep.
What outcome? You know, from the interview questions, I got the sense that they really want somebody that has a consultative mindset and that just looking, because it's an entry-level position technically, but 69 isn't exactly an entry-level salary in this field, so it's kind of interesting, but they're looking for somebody who's basically, I think, is going to be able to be trainable and coachable, rotational position, be working with different business units across their time there. Someone who's going to put the customer first, that came a lot across a lot. And somebody who's able to kind of look at the bigger picture of, in terms of consulting, because the goal for this position ultimately is for somebody be down the line to be able to have a really full range of ideas about how to best serve client needs across the six different business units that they have. So I think that these things are going to be key pieces.
Okay, got it. So obviously you've been in consulting already and you've got a lot of experience dealing with clients and being in that environment. So it's almost like they're getting the value of someone with honestly more significantly more experience than they were trying to get. And that's why I think they're so excited.
Sure.
And so I don't,
Good point.
So what's the number you want to come back at? Let me just ask that.
Do you mean number I want to come back at, meaning like what would I actually hope to get for the job, or what number should I come back with knowing that they're going to negotiate down from there?
I think the best question I should be asking is, do you want to close this deal with CPS before you even have an offer from Blue Shield?
That's a good question. I mean, it's kind of hard. I just started my vacation.
I know. And think about it, though. I mean, time kills all deals, as you know. And so if you really do want CPS, they want to do a deal today, I'm sure, before the weekend. I would assume they do. They moved pretty quick. Let's be honest. They moved fast.
They moved really fast. Yeah. So, I would want to close the CPS deal, I think is really what I'm thinking. I mean, because I wouldn't even be able to meet somebody from Blue Shield in person for another week, is the thing. So I don't think, would you say you don't think CPS would wait a week?
I don't think, if you want to close a deal, I think you can do that now, and it's in your best interest to do it now, because it seems like last time we talked, you were more excited about that opportunity.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it has a lot of awesome potential too, because
that's the thing.
You're going to get to go in multiple functions and see a ton of companies, and you're going to become more marketable. And whereas if you go to Blue Shield, you're just at Blue Shield.
Yeah, well, and the role at Blue Shield is really just HR kind of data analytics, which is
And you don't know what type of data you're going to be looking at, and if it's going to be significant or even challenging or even going to provide what you were looking for.
The thing is, I still would want to speak with the hiring manager today before I call CPS back.
That makes sense.
You know, I only know what's on paper so far. The recruiter didn't really give me any detail. So I think definitely even after I speak with the hiring manager at Blue Shield, I'm probably it's probably still going to be, I want CPS at the end of the day anyway. I think the difficult question would be, you know, if I had to take, I think the job, I have to quantify, like, how much would I be wanting to, what's the least amount that I would be willing to take for the CPS job, knowing that maybe the Blue Shield job would be 85K. The other thing to think about too is that CPS, the benefits, it has California state benefits. So you're in CalPERS, the pension program, you have all the same exact benefits as if you were a state worker, essentially, which is, I don't know exactly what dollar value to put on that, but I would at least put an extra $5,000 to maybe $7,000 a year in the total comp equation based upon that piece.
And here's what I'll say too. I think there's a value to the, I don't want you to take a lowball offer. I'm going to tell you that right now, but I think there's value to the experience you're going to get that's going to make you more dynamic in the market.
Yeah, right. So going on forward in the future, I may, in the long term, actually have higher compensation taking this CPS role because it's more dynamic, diverse.
Exactly. It's the bridge to a big future. I see that regardless of the comp.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, definitely. So I think I definitely want to close the CPS deal. That's the direction I feel like.
Okay, so let's talk about how we can do that, because ultimately it's going to come down. And so did they give you the offer over the phone or was it through email?
They gave me the offer verbally.
Okay, and so if you were to counter, I'm assuming you'd want to do that over the phone?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
And it's with the recruiter?
She's like recruiter / she does, her title's senior consultant. She does other stuff there, I know, but yeah, she was the one that like screened the resumes. I spoke with initially. Okay. Yeah.
Well, that's really good that I honestly prefer to negotiate with recruiters. So that way you don't start, you don't want to negotiate with your new boss. That makes things a lot more, you know, it makes things a little bit more uncomfortable because it's a relationship that you want to start on a positive note with.
Right.
And so long story short, it's a good thing that you're negotiating with her. So I would say that there's a couple things you can leverage. One, you've got a lot of consulting experience already. So you've got the framework of how to engage with clients, how to be consultative, and how to manage those projects. The second thing you have is you've got another company who wants to pay you higher than this that you're talking to. And then the third piece is you already were making more than this.
Yeah.
So
right.
There's three pieces there that I would leverage in your, counter.
Yeah.
And ultimately I would probably do it through email because I like to make sure you control the message a little bit more.
Okay. Yeah.
And that way, because you know why I want to do it through email. I'm going to be honest, because she's going to forward the email instead of say what you said, and she could misconstrue the message. And I like to, I just want to control the message 100%.
Yeah.
Because I know I don't want it to, that's not a passive approach. It's a message control thing.
Yeah, makes sense.
And so with that, I'd be happy to look at it for you, obviously, and what you want to put together. But in terms of the number you go back with, did you have a number in mind? Because I have a thought on it, but I want to hear what you think.
Yeah, so I guess my thought is, okay, a couple other things that I know too. I know someone that works at CPS, or did. He said that they don't go above the maximum pay band for a given role, which makes sense. Right. I interviewed at CPS a few years ago, and there's a role I interviewed for that started at $75,000 and that went up to $93,000. That was the posted pay range. So that's an $18,000 pay band. So if I take the same logic and apply it to this current position, if I take $69,000 plus $18,000, that gives me $87,000. So that could be the top end of the band. Mm-hmm. I think it may be a little bit lower than that just because the previous job I was talking about that was between 75 to 93 was a senior role, and that started at 75, whereas this is an entry role and starts at 69. So there seems to be a little bit of discrepancy there. They may have, you know, recalibrated their pay over the last couple of years. But anyway, I would say it's probably safe to say that the top end for this position would be like, you know, mid to low 80s. Is a good educated guess. So that being the case, my thinking is maybe to come in at say like 85,000, and
that's
then maybe
the exact
we would
number I was coming up with.
Did you? Yeah.
Yep.
And then maybe we would negotiate down to 80 or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. That is so right on point what I was thinking, because here's the deal. They're going to be billing your hours at least 100 an hour. I mean, maybe 120. And so
yeah, well,
I've seen
their billable rate sheets before, actually.
Well, there
and
you go.
They bill. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah, they bill. I can't remember the senior consultants or their consultants that are around like between like around 100 to 150, something like that.
And you'll be doing, and I'm going to be frank with you, you're going to be doing work that I know you, you're going to be you've already been a consultant, you're going to learn, and you're going to be end up contributing higher than the level that which you're compensated. So I think by building that case with the messaging, it becomes a reasonable counter, I think.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, they posted as an entry-level position at a $69,000. They required, you know, just a bachelor's degree with zero experience, and I have a master's with 6 years of experience. So
exactly.
Even though it's an entry-level position, they're filling it at a mid-level or mid-slash-senior level, if that makes sense.
Exactly. And what I'll say another thing is definitely lead the response with, I'm so excited. Here's why. Like, make sure you express a lot of excitement and gratitude for the offer.
Yeah, definitely.
Because you want to make it clear that you want to make a deal with them.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Should I add anything in there specifically? I mean, I got the 3 points that we talked about. Should I add anything about like the piece that I talked about where I have like 6 years experience in a master's and the requirements were a bachelor's with zero experience? Should I integrate that into the message at all?
That just gets too transactional. I would make it about outcomes.
Okay.
I would make it about the fact that they know you've got a master's, and I'd say, you could say, I know I'm going to be able to make a significant impact on the team and add value to your clients immediately, leveraging my background in IO psychology as well as my years at Biddle and da 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 da. Like, and then you lead into the more specific selling points. So I'd be happy to help you craft the messaging around that, but I wouldn't get too like nitty gritty about it.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, no, it totally makes sense. Okay, cool.
Awesome. I'm excited for you. This is really good news. Really good news.
Yeah. Yeah. This is way better than I would have thought this soon. So I'll put that together like right now and send it over to you.
Awesome. Congrats, Chris. I'm so grateful. And I'm going to go ahead and stop recording now.